We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6.7. It is time for the Morning Shade. Sue's off today and Kendra is covering. So the bloom is off the rose with Meghan Markle in the in the palace. We're sponsored, by the way, by Legal Seafoods. What's going on?
Well, we are going to first start out with Natalie Portman, who is apologizing now to Jessica Simpson. So they've been going back and forth, Natalie and Jessica, and I'll explain to you why. So Natalie Portman first said in an interview with USA Today that she was confused as a teenager when she saw a picture of Jessica Simpson in a sexy bikini, accompanied by an article talking about how Jessica was a virgin. Then Jessica Simpson kind of responded with an Instagram post that went viral, saying that she was disappointed in Natalie and explained that being sexy in a bikini and being proud of her body are not synonymous with having relations. So Natalie apologized, saying, quote, "Thank you for your words. I completely agree with you that a woman should not be allowed to dress however she likes and behave however she likes and not be judged," she wrote on Simpson's post. She said, "I only meant to say I was confused and that the media mixed messages about how girls and women were supposed to behave. I didn't mean to shame you, and I'm sorry for any hurt words they may have caused." It caused a lot of backlash for Natalie Portman, so I'm glad she apologized.
But it doesn't
sound
like she meant anything by it in the first place. Maybe she made an ill...
Yeah, it didn't come out right.
Ill-considered remark.
Right.
It didn't come out the way she wanted to, or came out differently.
And Jessica Simpson, to her credit, didn't really yell back at Natalie. She kind of said it in a very professional way, mm-hmm. you know, "Listen, I can't believe you said that, but, you know, we've kind of moved on from that." So good for her for apologizing. Meghan Markle. She is losing another member of her staff for the second time since her wedding in May. So they have a private secretary. Her name is Samantha, quote, "the Panther" Cohen, and she doesn't want to make her job permanent and has let it be known that she intends to leave after Meghan's baby is born next spring. News of this departure comes after there were rumors that Meghan is a difficult boss. So this woman, Samantha Cohen, she is 50 years old. She's from Australia. She's worked for the royal family for 20 years. She was Queen Elizabeth's former assistant private secretary. She announced her resignation last summer and then accepted a temporary job for Meghan and Harry, and then was her tasked with getting Meghan acclimated to royal life.
Okay.
But apparently she only wants to stay for a short while. She doesn't want to make it permanent. Other reports now are saying that this isn't a surprise, because back in November, Meghan asked that they put air fresheners. Well, they announced it in November that Meghan had asked for air fresheners to be placed at Windsor Palace's St. George's Chapel before her wedding to mask the musty smell. And that she also...
This is all way too complicated for me.
And then that also... These are all people coming out of the woodworks now to explain her bad behavior. And saying that Meghan wanted to wear a tiara with emeralds at her wedding, but that the Queen denied her request, saying, quote, "Meghan cannot have whatever she wants. She gets what tiara is given by me," end quote.
Sounds like the Queen is unhappy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good for Meghan. And lastly, Netflix has released the episode names for the upcoming third season of Stranger Things. I'm so excited. The show's official Twitter page posted a video teasing the new season with the words, quote, "In the summer of 1985, the adventure continues." The first episode will be called "Susie, Do You Copy?" And the rest of the titles are in order: The Mallrats, The Case of the Missing Lifeguard, The Sauna Test, The Source, The Birthday, The Bite, and The Battle of Starcourt. So the season 3 begins in 2019. I can't wait.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.